It's Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's long-declining downtown shopping mall is again on the block. The Shops of Grand Avenue along Wisconsin Avenue between Plankinton and 4th Street has been bought and sold twice in the last decade. Owners have periodically tried to inject new life into the mall, which thrived a quarter century ago. But those efforts have only had mixed success, and the property was listed for auction this week. Stacey Vogel Davis is associate editor at the Milwaukee Business Journal and has covered the saga of the Grand Avenue Mall. She talked with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about the latest developments.
Just kind of showed up on this auction website on Tuesday afternoon, auctions.com, which is a legitimate real estate auction site. And the auction will be taking place June 17th to the 19th. So it looks like the owner, which is a Bank of America Commercial Mortgage Trust, is looking to offload the property. And I'm told they're looking to offload a lot of their properties that they acquired through foreclosure. So they're doing a bunch of big deals here. And the minimum bid is $4.75 million.
Which, it should be noted, is less than they paid for it at Sheriff's auction just a couple of years ago.
Right. They paid $8.5 million in fall 2012 at Sheriff's auction. But they were also the mortgage holder. So this project has cost them significantly more than that. And if you go back to 2005, which is when Northwestern Mutual first sold the property, that buyer paid $31 million. So its fortunes have fallen quite a bit.
Well, and so then let's talk about the checkered history of the mall. The mall has been there for more than a quarter century. It obviously had its heyday. How long has it been in decline?
A while. It's probably been about 2 decades since it hit its peak. I mean, the mall opened in 1982, and it was successful for, you know, the first decade or so. It had a lot of national tenants, you know, plenty of anchors, and it was a destination. People were coming downtown and shopping. It was definitely a Christmas shopping destination and that kind of thing. A lot of people remember the bear that was on the unicycle. But it started losing national tenants. It's downtown, and that's not the trend. Or it hasn't been the trend to have, especially these national retailers, downtown. People are shopping in the suburbs where they live. So that's where a lot of the really successful malls have been, Mayfair and Bayshore. So, you know, Grand Avenue started to go downhill. It lost Marshall Fields in the mid-90s. That was a big blow. And it's just continued to lose these national tenants, and it really has accelerated in the last decade.
There have been periodic attempts to kind of inject new life or do innovative things with the mall. What have some of those things been, and how successful have they been?
Yeah, in the early 2000s, they did a major remodeling. That's when they brought TJ Maxx in, and also Linens and Things, which is no longer there. And that's when they kind of blocked off the stairways in the Plankinton building and put store space there. You know, they've tried to do other things where they brought in non-retail uses into the Plankinton building. This was a couple of years ago. That building was almost empty except for the TJ Maxx. So they brought in some business startups, creative groups, and that initiative is still going on. It's not really being marketed anymore, but they are still bringing in some new groups for that. They're bringing in some local retailers. In June, there's a few more tenants that are going to open.
And these tenants are in there on much shorter term leases than malls traditionally do.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a lot of details about some of the lease deals, but a lot of them have been a year or less, even as short as 3 months. We know they're not paying the kind of rent that a national tenant would. So it's kind of unclear, you know, if they're even paying enough to keep the mall afloat. And a lot of these retailers, it's their first store or their local shopkeepers. And so the stores don't always make it, and that kind of creates some turmoil in the shops coming and going. And it hasn't really succeeded in attracting a whole lot of new shoppers. It's not necessarily what shoppers are looking for.
What kind of effort did Bank of America put into the Shops of Grand Avenue in the 2 years or so that it's had it?
Well, they were very quiet. I mean, I don't think they ever gave a statement to the press or anything like that. But when we talked to the broker they hired, MidAmerica, they had said they were looking to bring in national retailers, again, kind of going back to the mall's heyday. So they did make some marketing efforts in that area. They were able to re-sign some tenants, so that was a victory. And they did continue to bring in some of these smaller local tenants. They weren't really successful in bringing in any major new national tenants. But they also did do some infrastructure work. According to the mall manager, the owner has spent millions on upgrading the parking garage, some new lighting, and they're planning to work on a heating and air conditioning project. I don't know how this new auction news is going to affect that project.
There have been discussions that one of the things that is handcuffing the mall is its lack of accessibility to the street. Is that likely to hamstring anyone who might be interested in bidding on this property?
Well, actually, I mean, what the city has been saying is that that is a possibility that the mall could be opened up to the street. So it's possible that a buyer could come in and say, we are going to open up these stores or whatever ends up going in the building to the street. It's really more a choice of the owner and how much they want to spend and whether that's something that they're looking to do.
How wrapped up would you say the Shops at Grand Avenue is in the issue of A, the downtown arena debate, and B, what will happen to that essentially vacant lot that is a parking garage next to it's across the street from the Boston store and by the downtown Hilton?
Yeah, I mean, the Grand Avenue is vital to everything that goes on downtown. It's right in the heart of downtown, and it's, you know, the major shopping district when it comes to downtown proper. If you're not looking at the Third Ward or some of these other neighborhoods, it's right across the street from the convention center. So, you know, people come in for these shows, and they're looking for a place to shop, and what they have is the Shops of Grand Avenue, which really is not what these travelers are looking for. So, you know, having a vital new use there would really be a boost for anything going on downtown. And at the same time, those efforts could affect who chooses to buy Grand Avenue and what they choose to do with it. So if there's a new use at the lot on 4th and Wisconsin, you know, that'll obviously have an effect on what happens with Grand Avenue. And if we have a brand new sports arena that's attracting a lot of people, that could bring in new retail or any kind of other kind of new uses to Grand Avenue.
We should mention, we've talked about the future of the Boston store a couple of times in the past. The Boston store is actually not part of this property, correct?
Right. The Boston store is separately owned, and now the city has approved millions in financial assistance to Boston store to help that store stay open through January 2018 and also to keep the Bon-Ton corporate offices there. And Bon-Ton is Boston store's parent company. So, you know, hopefully that'll be an incentive to help sell the Grand Avenue property, knowing that that Boston store will be there at least for the next few years. And this also does not include the upper floors of the Grand Avenue building. So we've got the YMCA and the UWM School of Continuing Education. Those are not part of this property.
Well, to be continued. Stacey Vogel-Davis, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stacey Vogel-Davis is associate editor at the Milwaukee Business Journal and is covering the story of the Shops of Grand Avenue, which was listed for auction this week. She spoke with Mitch Teich. Other structures in the city have had far better luck than the mall. Coming up next, a newcomer to Milwaukee digs into the history of many of our unique buildings. We'll find out more when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.